over my career, I had an awesome time, but spent the better part of my years in Green Bay. You know, it was just important to me to retire as a Packer. You know, I had a great experience in Philadelphia, great experience in Tampa, and everywhere else that I've played. But, you know, Green Bay is a special place to play football.
Al Westenhockowitz from the Green Bay Press Gazette. Just want to ask you, when did you get the idea of possibly coming back or just, you know, having this retirement with the Packers? When did you get that idea and where did that come from?
The day that I retired, which was the end of the 2011 season, when I knew I was, you know, wasn't going to play anymore. I knew I wanted to retire as a Packer. I had got in contact with Ted and, you know, kind of told him what my plans were, and he was good about it. We just had to find the right timing.
Hi, how's it going? This is Tyler Garner, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Can you just kind of describe your playing style, you know, at the prime of your career and kind of the dangers and benefits of that physical style that you played with?
Dangers? I wouldn't say there were any dangers, but the positive side of it, the whole philosophy of it as far as press, you know, is to contest the throws. We always had good pass rushers there in Green Bay. We all had good pass rushers in Philadelphia. So, you know, the more time you can give those guys to get to the quarterback, you know, it helps the defense. And just in my case, when I was with Emmitt, when he was the defensive coordinator in Philly, you know, I wasn't allowed to play off. You know, if a guy lined up in front of me, I pressed him. Same thing with Jim, bless his soul, Jim Johnson. You know, I wasn't allowed to play off. You know, a guy lines up in front of him, all right, you take him. And it kind of just, you know, caught legs. You know, people seeing that that's what I was good at. It's hard to find guys that can press consistently. You may get a guy that can do it, you know, half a game, but to do it the whole game consistently year in, year out, you know, it's hard to find those type of guys.
You know, Al, when they started playing a little less man-to-man and press, Charles said it, you know, it gave you more vision of the ball and it allowed you to intercept more passes. Did you ever feel like you would have had more interception numbers had you not always been in that style, or did it just fit you so well that it didn't really matter?
You know, he's exactly right now. When you can see the ball come out, you have a better chance of intercepting the ball. When you're playing press, you know, when you turn and the ball is coming, you know, it's right there. So, if I would have played more off my career, I probably would have had more interceptions, but I also would have gave up more passes. I was real big on, you know, setting a goal for the week. No matter who it was I was playing, okay, may get this guy this many catches, or not that I was giving it to him, he was earning it, but he may catch X amount of balls, and that will kind of be my goal for the week. And, you know, that really what took me through my career. Just thinking of it like that. I wasn't too big on interceptions, which they're great, but when you're playing press, your coordinator knows, and, you know, even the opposing coordinator knows, you know, you're not going to get a lot of interceptions. You may sack them a lot, you know what I mean? Depends on who you got on the edge pressing.
A lot of people up here in Green Bay are going to remember the play against Seattle. I mean, what did you see on that play? How did that happen?
That was in, what, 2004?
Right.
January of 04, yeah.
Yeah, but it's 2013. It's 2013. I couldn't even take you through that play if I wanted to. But it was an all-out blitz. All-out blitz. You can only get a couple things. It's just football one-on-one. You can only get a couple things from a receiver, from a quarterback. So you either get a slant or you get a hitch.
Al, does that step like stand out to you though when you look back on your career as, you know, one of the better memories from it?
You know what? It is, but it's not on the top of the list. But it was a great experience. We moved on to the next round. But I would say the game against New Orleans. What year was that? Coach Bates was our defensive coordinator that year.
05.
That game may be the highlight of my career.
You guys went 4-12 that year, and Mike got fired. Why? What was it about that game that?
I wasn't saying the in season, just that.
No, I know. So what was it about that game?
Well, being that I had 2 picks, 1 for a touchdown, 3 breakups, and a sack, that's a pretty good day for a corner.
Yeah. Al, what made you decide to go into coaching? I feel like years ago when we talked about when the end would eventually come, you know, you talked about coaching your son and getting him ready for football, and then it seemed like a couple of years ago when you retired, then you said you did want to get into coaching. Was there a change there?
It wasn't such a change. Towards the end, you know, the people around me knew that I wanted to coach. They knew how important, you know, coaching my son was to me. So just with coaching him and loving the game, staying around the game, you know, this is what I know. This is what I know, and this is what I have a passion for. So, you know, I didn't want to wait around. I wanted to jump right into it. And I think Joe down in Miami, Joe Philbin, for, you know, giving me a shot to go ahead and intern last year with him to kind of see if it's really something that I would want to do. And, you know, I think he's seen it and everybody else has seen that this is what I want to do. And even my last year in St. Louis, Coach Spags, after I hurt my knee, you know, he would let me sit in on some of the defensive meetings, coaches' meetings in the morning, because he knew that's what I wanted to do when I finished. And he knew that's what I wanted to do. I forget what year it was. We were over in for the Pro Bowl, and the Eagles were their staff was coaching the NFC. You know, he knew then I wanted to be a coach when I was finished.
Al, Mike Spofford from Packers.com. How is your son's career going? I'm not familiar with it entirely, but can you tell us how everything's going with that?
Oh, he's doing great. He's doing great. Doing great in school. He's getting offers, seems like, every day or every other day. You know, he's, hey, Dad, you know, this school offered me today, and this school offered me. So his recruiting process is going great. Still has one more year to play. So he'll finish up his senior year at St. Thomas Aquinas in Fort Lauderdale. Then he'll be heading up here to Kansas to just continue his training and get ready for college.
Al, just going to Kansas City, did you reach out to Andy about that opportunity, or how did that come together with you going to the Chiefs?
I reached out to Andy. I called to congratulate him when I found out he had the job, kind of let him know what I was thinking. He kind of let me know what he was thinking. And we went from there. But like I said, Coach Reed, great guy, and he knew what I wanted to do after my playing career was over.
Al, you know,
hey, Al,
go ahead.
Al, this is Paul Emig at Fox Sports Wisconsin. Was there anything that surprised you about coaching? Did you know the hours would be what they would be? Was there anything that was surprising after you did it last year with Miami?
No. When I really look at it, I was only spending about maybe 5 or 6 hours more as a coach in the building than I was as a player. because I would, you know, I was in the building all time of night, studying, working out, you know, just taking care of my body the older I got. But just the preparation, Lionel Washington, Speedy, you know, who coached me there in Green Bay, was the corners coach. He, you know, he kind of gave me the breakdown as my career got, you know, up in years of how the coaching profession is, what to look for, things I should start getting together. And so nothing really surprised me. It's a lot of preparation, a lot of preparation. And what I did, you know, just caught myself just thinking back when we're going, you know, we're getting ready to game plan, is I may have made, and God bless every coordinator that ever had to deal with me, but some of them I may have made their job easy, and some of them I may have made their jobs hard, just from the style of play that that I played.
When you look around the league, I mean, how many corners in today's NFL play the way you played?
Well, the game has changed a lot. So, you know, there's guys that press a lot. There's guys that press bail. So, you know, it varies. There's a couple guys that, that still play a lot of press. It depends on the scheme. Like I say, I was fortunate enough to that every coordinator that I was around preferred for me to press. Once Dom got in Green Bay, it wasn't smart to press every play in that scheme. You know, the scheme's designed for you to sit off, see the ball, and, you know, make interceptions. So, that was the only, like, change.
Al, did it take you any time to kind of come to peace with the way your career ended after so much success, you know, the way not only your time with the Packers ended, but then to go to Miami and have the hamstring problem and not be able to finish that season and then go to St. Louis and then blow out another ACL? I mean, was that tough to have it, given how durable you had been for so much of your career?
No, man.
Catch those breaks or no?
Not at all, Jason. You know, I didn't get hurt till a year.
Right.
Man, I don't know, was it 13, 14, something like that? So, you know, I knew I was on the clock. So your body can only take so much. And I had pushed it to the limit for so long, and I've been so fortunate and blessed not to have missed a game, was able to play through some injuries. So I looked at it as God just telling me, okay, you know, it's time to turn the page. So I didn't have any problems, you know, struggling to say, well, do I want to play, or do, you know, I knew exactly what I wanted to do, and that's the path I went in.
Al, so there were no regrets during those last 2 years elsewhere. If you look back on it, you wouldn't have called it quits after Green Bay and just kind of ended it with two teams as opposed to four?
Four teams? Where are you getting four teams from?
Philly, Green Bay.
I was in Philly before I was in Green Bay, but...
Right. So Philly, Green Bay.
So you're saying after... Listen to what you're asking me now. I was in Philly from 98 to 02.
Correct.
So why would there be any regrets about Philadelphia if that was before the Packers?
So I'm sorry, I must have misspoke. After,
yeah.
When you left Green Bay, having, you know, playing two more years with two other teams as opposed to stopping after Green Bay when at that point you'd only played for two. I just was curious if...
There's no regrets at all, because then I thought I can still play. You only have regret, you know, if guys have problems when they just can't face the facts. When you can't do it anymore, you can't do it anymore. You know what I mean? So when I got hurt in St. Louis, it was time, couldn't do it anymore. It was time to go.
Al, did you do a lot of mentoring when you were one of the older players in Green Bay? with, say, Tremont and, you know, the younger guys as they came up, that this came very, this was a very natural transition? Or was this something that, you know, goes back to Doc and Troy Vincent and those guys, and you saw how they were and you wanted to be like that?
It goes all, yeah, that's where it goes back to. From day one, those guys took me under their wing and kind of showed me, all right, this is how practice is supposed to be. This is how you're supposed to conduct yourself. So it went back to those days, and it's just natural when you get a younger guy who's trying to learn. You know, you just show them, you know, you just show them the way. Some guys pick it up, some guys don't. But those guys, Troy, Bobby, and Doc, you know, they really played a big part in my growth as a professional. And just the way that you study, the way that you take care of your body, and things like that.
Al, when you look back on your career, what are you most proud of? Is it going from, you know, starting as a practice squad guy and going all the way to the Pro Bowl? Is it the durability, the number of consecutive games you played all throughout there? Is there one thing you point to as what you're most proud of?
Man, just the whole body of work. God's been good to me. I can't just put my finger on one thing because I wouldn't change the path at all. If I had to do it all over again, I would take that exact same path. But I can't put my finger just on one particular thing. Just the whole body of work, I'm pleased with.
Now, just out of curiosity, logistically, like, how does this work? Do they send you like a one-day contract for the, and they don't pay you anything, or is there any? What's the actual process for this, or do we just get a chance to write about you and remember the great plays, or how does it work?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. You know, like I say, man, it was important for me to retire as a Packer. You know, being that I played 4 games in Miami, was on the 2011 St. Louis Rams team, you know, played 5 years in Philadelphia, a year in Tampa. But, you know, I think that I'll always be remembered as a Packer. I feel like a Packer. So that's where I'm at with it. Now, when I say I feel like a Packer, I mean former.
And Al, are you able to keep in contact much with Charles or Tremont or any of those guys from those teams?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Talked to Wood a couple of weeks ago. Haven't talked to Tremont lately, but I always keep up with him, man. And it's so funny because I remember when he first came to the Packers, and Lionel Speedy's like, man, he's going to be good. And we were all saying, like, yeah, he's going to be good because he's so athletic and just a great, great kid, great kid. Talked to Nick Collins, Nick Barnett, keep in contact with Rob Davis. We probably talk 1 or 2 times a week. So, most of the guys I keep in contact with.
Al, do you give any advice to your friend Wood when he's in? I mean, he says he still wants to keep playing. He hasn't gotten a whole lot of, I think he visited San Francisco, but not a lot has happened for him at this point. Do you, having been through the end of the career process, have you talked to him at all about that?
Well, it's different because I was injured.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it was different for me. I wasn't going to rehab again. I wasn't going to take myself, my family, through that process again. So, you know, with Charles not being injured, and I personally, you know, think that he still can do it. So, and with him moving to safety, you know, man, I would say go for it. Go for it. Because one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to leave the game and think that you still had something in the tank. You know, when you've emptied your tank, you know, you're at peace with yourself. Because once it's over as far as playing. So, you know, I emptied my tank.